It was at the age of 9 that Ajahn Chah asked permission from his parents to move out of the family home and into the local monastery. It was a common practice for parents to entrust sons to the monks, but rare for a boy to volunteer. Many years later, Ajahn Chah spoke of his decision in the following way. Well, the causes and conditions were there. As a boy, I had a fear of committing evil actions. I was always a straightforward lad. I was honest, and I didn't tell lies. When there were things to be shared out, I was considerate. I would take less than my due. That basic nature just kept maturing until one day I said to myself, go to the monastery. I asked my friends if they had ever thought of doing the same thing, and none of them had. The idea just arose naturally. I'd say it was the fruit of past actions. As time went on, wholesome qualities steadily grew inside me until one day they led me to decide and do as I did. On another occasion, in a more humorous vein, Ajahn Chah told some lay disciples that he had become a monastery child because he was tired of watering the family tobacco fields and because the humdrum daily round of chores was so tedious and repetitive. And he says, I was just a small little child. I'd never smoked tobacco in my life. But even so, first thing in the morning, as soon as I got up, I was driven off to the fields to water tobacco plants, hundreds of them. It was infuriating. As one of Ajahn Chah's sisters remembers it, a small accident brought things to a head. Him going to live in the monastery wasn't arranged by our parents. It was his own idea. One day he was helping his brothers and sisters pounding rice, but he wasn't putting much heart into it. Well, it so happened the pounder slipped out and we had to drive in a wedge to keep it firm. He wouldn't help. But then while the rest of us were doing it, he got hit by the wood while we were using as a mallet. It must have hurt him because he got angry and shouted out, that's it, I'm going to go and be a monk. So that's 9 years old.